The next two types of ways of acquiring specific immunity are artificial ways, and so these are deliberate. These are ways in which, and these are techniques that have been developed through the advancement of modern medicine. The first is active artificial immunity. So this is when you are deliberately exposed to a pathogen so that your body will make antibodies against it. And the most typical the most common way that this happens is through vaccination. So when you're vaccinated, for example, against the flu, you are given some of the antigens that are present on the flu virus, or you're given deactivated flu viruses or parts of bacteria that create diseases, etc., so that your body goes through the process of recognizing that as a foreign invader and goes through the whole process with the macrophages and the T cells and the B cells turning into plasma cells and making antibodies and so on. So you're deliberately exposed so that you'll make the antibodies. Now, most of the time, and hopefully, you're exposed to a form of the pathogen that isn't going to actually make you sick. Although sometimes you may have some slight symptoms when you're going through the process of making these antibodies. So in most cases, you're dealing with an inactive form of the pathogen. Passive artificial immunity is when antibodies are transferred directly from, usually from an animal to a person on purpose. So this is a medical procedure. And what happens is instead of you yourself or the patient themselves being vaccinated, instead an animal, some examples would be horses or monkeys, are vaccinated with an antigen, and they then make antibodies. And these antibodies are then harvested from their blood, and they can be injected into a person to combat the pathogen in question. This only offers temporary immunity. Vaccines, on the other hand, that we've talked about, active artificial immunity, tend to last for many, many years in most cases. Passive artificial immunity, this direct transfer of antibodies from one person to another, is a temporary provision of immunity. And when these injections are made, this transfer of antibodies from one individual, usually from an animal to a human, it is called an anti-serum. And some examples of anti-serum that a person might be injected with would be an anti-serum for rabies, for hepatitis, sometimes for measles, and also for venomous snake bites. So these are anti-serum. They're antibodies that are created usually in the body of an animal and then used to treat the disease that's being caused by an antigen that a person is exposed to.